Hi, everyone. Thank you so much. That's right. It's the good stuff. And we are so delighted to be with you right now. I'm going to kick it off with this. A couple of cows were smoking a joint and playing cards. That's right, folks. The stakes were pretty high. We've got a lot. You like that?
I do like that.
We've got a lot going on the program today, including a tribute to Slim McNaught. But before we do that, we'll do a little business.
Old West Days Cowboy Poetry Gathering is coming up on Thursday, April 24th through Sunday, April 27th. We encourage you to stick around that whole time because special church services around town and the melodrama wraps it up on Sunday at 3 o'clock. A golden fleecing. That's all taking place at the high school auditorium. Some great surprise guests. Also, performers include David Paul, Lindy Simmons, Dave Stamey, and a whole lot more. So make sure you check it out, oldwestdays.net, for ticket information and a complete schedule.
Are you looking for local, national, and international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists? Looking for classified around these topics? Well, special interest sections and more? You know where to go. Tri-State Livestock News. TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
Kim, I understand you have something to share that was written by Slim McNaught.
I do. And it's not just the poem, which is titled Blessings and Things. It's interesting information included in this as well. First off, he wrote this in the early 1950s. I thought that was very interesting. It was published in one of his books in 81. So that's a start of the interesting facts about it. Blessings and Things by Slim McNaught. I sit here and gaze from my window this eve, watching two kittens at play, and the setting sun in a cloudless sky heralds the end of the day. The mares are chomping their grain and feed, for I've just finished with chores. The chickens are sparring for roosting space, and the old dog sleeps on the floor. At the end of the day, when things have gone well, and I gaze o'er my tiny domain, it gives me a feeling of calm and joy to listen to the evening refrain. And even when things don't go quite right and pressures are getting me down, I find such relief in the simple things, just having these creatures around. Some think I've teached just a little, you know, to be happy with the blessings I've given. But the look in their eye tells me a lot. They envy the peace that I'm having. For it doesn't take much for one like me to find happiness, peace, and rest. Just some of God's creatures for my company, and I'll always feel I've been blessed. That again is Slim McNaught. His service is tomorrow in New Underwood. An interesting piece of his email, his signature reads, "Keep a leg on each side and your mind in the middle, and you'll never have to walk home." I really, really like that. Slim McNaught, Blessings and Things.
So I have a little quiz for everybody. We can play along with the audience if they want to.
Okay.
And then you have to tell me whether this is something that was said in reality or if it was from a movie line. Okay?
Oh, great.
You got to give me quick answers.
Well, we got to have other people answer it because I'm horrible at movies.
So who said this? True cowboys are the ones who aren't afraid to get dirty. Was that a movie line or was that a real life line?
Movie line.
No. Lane Frost, professional bull rider, spoke that.
Oh.
All right. Here's one for you. Courage is being scared to death and saddling up anyway. Is that real life or is that a movie?
I think that's real life.
That's a movie.
Oh, come on.
John Wayne in True Grit. And here's one for you. I have vision and the rest of the world wears bifocals. Real or from a movie?
I'm going to say real.
No, it's a movie.
Thanks a lot.
You're bad at this.
I told you I was bad.
Paul Newman as Butch Cassidy in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. All right, here's one. I think you'll get this one. I'm not 100% sure. I won't be wronged, I won't be insulted, and I won't be laid a hand on. Movie or real life?
I think that's a movie.
That's a movie. You got
yes!
that one right.
I wrecked my record.
That's another John Wayne as J.B. Books in The Shootist. I'll give you one more of those, okay?
Okay.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Oh, that's got to be a movie.
That's another John Wayne quote in The Cowboys, 1972. So I have a few more of those. I'll save them for another day. But so be listening. Maybe you'll get a chance to answer some of those if you think they're real life. Because there's the rest of them, there's some real life and some movie ones
okay.
coming up on another edition of The Good Stuff.